Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This one hits too close to home for those of us living in the Los Angeles area, or for that matter, anyone living in a big city with chronic air pollution. According to a new national survey, coronavirus patients in areas that had high levels of air pollution before the pandemic are more likely to die from the infection than patients in cleaner parts of the country. Dr. John Bombs is professor of environmental health at UC San Francisco Medical School and a practicing pulmonologist at the Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital. Thank you for joining us, doctor. So I have, I guess, two strikes against me. I was born and raised in New York City.
then you came here.
Then I came to Los Angeles. So how bad is that?
Well, I went to medical school and did my residency in New York. So I know a little bit about New York pollution. But I also did some time in L.A., so I know about L.A. pollution. So, you know, L.A. has some of the worst air pollution in the country. New York is not too far behind. It's not entirely surprising, the findings of this study, because we had clues from the first SARS epidemic in China. There was one paper that showed that people who had greater exposure to air pollution had a greater risk of dying from the first SARS viral epidemic. And we've known for a long time that air pollution in general increases the risk for lower respiratory tract infections and pneumonia. So it's not entirely surprising that this survey showed an association between air pollution in the biggest cities in our country and COVID-19 deaths.
Okay, so obviously they'll do more research on this because we're going through it. But from what we know from everything else, is it just moving somewhere and living there, or is it living there 10, 20 years of a big cumulative effect?
Well, this study suggests that it's a cumulative effect. It didn't actually prove that because there would also be a greater short-term effect in a high pollution area. But they studied the long-term effect, and we do know that some of the cells in the lungs that are responsible for fighting infection are somewhat dysfunctional, somewhat damaged by chronic air pollution. So that would be at least one hypothesis by which this association occurs. The other thing is that smoking is clearly a risk factor for COVID-19. We know that from China, and it's been long associated with increased risk for lower respiratory tract infections. So air pollution and smoking are kind of similar in general.
So does this suggest that perhaps patients be treated who come down with COVID-19 be treated differently in different parts of the country depending upon the environment they grew up in?
Well, this study does suggest that we should pay particular attention to COVID-19 patients who come from neighborhoods where pollution is high. And in L.A., the rest of California, the rest of the nation, the people who have the greatest exposure to air pollution are usually poor people of color who live in neighborhoods adjacent to power plants, refineries, the port, rail yards, and they have other risk factors for health conditions and probably COVID-19 as well. So it's actually the most vulnerable people that are probably at the greatest risk here, and so we should pay attention to patients coming from those neighborhoods.
Yeah, so this kind of just overlaps right with another story that we've been hearing, which is the ethnic data on what we're seeing, and it is some of these at-risk communities where they live and they're dealing with the worst effects of this. The death rate is higher.
This is true. Yeah, and so I think the message for public health officials is that these people of color from lower socioeconomic status communities, they go to public health safety net hospitals like L.A. County, Harbor Medical Center, and so those facilities have to be sort of especially geared up, both with regard to personal protective equipment for the providers and for, you know, having enough ventilators, enough ICU beds.
Is it too late for people who have grown up in these environments to do anything to increase the likelihood of a better outcome if one were to get infected by this?
Well, I think the first step would be to try not to get infected. So, you know, stay indoors, stay at home, and when you have to go out, to wear a mask and to be appropriately social distanced. If you actually come down with the infection, then I think the best advice is to stay in touch with your healthcare provider so that you can go into the hospital if you start getting sick.
It kind of hits you twice. I mean, it doesn't explain away density, population density, big cities, but they have more pollution. People live closer together. I mean, they're more spread out here, but, you know, you look at Manhattan.
Yeah, Manhattan's the most densely populated city in the country by far, actually. And they also were a little late to implement social distancing and non-essential business closure. So the combination of the density, the fact that people take public transit, which puts them in close contact, and the pollution and other factors. Yeah, New York City was not entirely surprising that it's the epicenter of problems in the U.S.
You know, I always like to ask experts that we have on, such as yourself, because so much of this news is just uniformly bad. Do you see any glimmer of anything resembling hope that's realistic?
Yeah, I can be direct about that. I'm on staff in the pulmonary critical care medicine faculty at Zuckerberg San Francisco General, and we actually are starting to see a flattening in terms of our healthcare usage right here at the hospital. Our ICU is full of sick patients, but the increase over the last few days has been going down, and that's true across San Francisco. I get Department of Public Health updates every day. So in San Francisco, knock on wood, it looks like we're seeing a flattening.
You were early with the closures.
Yes.
And the stay-at-home orders.
Yes.
For your seriously ill patients, are you seeing anything, and I'm going to use the word treatment in quotations, but are you seeing anything in terms of treatments that seem to be working?
Well, we're providing state-of-the-art ICU care because we haven't been overloaded like New York City. So we've actually extubated, you know, taking people off mechanical ventilation and sent people out of the ICU. We're really thrilled about that. So I don't think we have any data about specific antiviral treatments, but our when you can apply high-quality intensive care support to these patients, we can get them through the illness.
Dr. John Baums, professor of environmental health, UC San Francisco Med School, practicing pulmonologist, Zuckerberg, San Francisco General. Doctor, thanks.